The Scottish Government has been forced to write off a controversial £500 million new technology project after the personal health and financial data of more than 2,000 NHS and social care patients was hacked. In an embarrassing climb down following last month's assurances that the Pegasus project was watertight, Finance Minister Gregor Montague admitted that the ambitious scheme to create universal health records accessible to doctors, nurses and social care workers at the push of a button at any time, anywhere, had been abandoned. The data included addresses, phone numbers and details of people in receipt of support, raising concerns that identities and payments could be stolen. In an emergency statement to MSPs at Holyrood yesterday afternoon, Montague said a major police investigation was underway to find the hackers and urged anyone who thought their details were being used for fraudulent purposes to contact Police Scotland. He acknowledged that this breach of security has left many people feeling vulnerable and offered an unreserved apology to those concerned. Opposition politicians and patients groups criticised the government's gung-ho approach, which they said had allowed thieves to steal people's most intimate details. Sarah Fraser of Scotland's Patients Association said that it was unacceptable that vulnerable people had been put in this position. The ambitious 10-year project to combine data over health and social services has been beset by problems since its inception, when a schoolboy accounting error by a civil servant allowed the contract to be given to the highest bidder. Over the last 3 years, there have been numerous reports of technical problems. The head of the project resigned last night following the scandal, but much of the blame has been laid at the door of health officials for poor choices in the procurement phase. Shadow Finance Minister Ross Briggs said, "It's a monumental disaster and one that could have been avoided. Everyone knows that if something seems too good to be true, it probably is, but not the government, it seems."